USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four Los Angeles teachers are suing Delta Airlines less than a week after a China-bound plane dumped fuel over playgrounds and schools, citing emotional anguish and distress, and accusing the pilot of failing to follow protocol. The teachers' lawsuit, filed in L.A. Superior Court, alleged the Delta pilot was specifically asked by air control if he needed to dump fuel, and the pilot replied negative. The pilot ended up dropping fuel at around 2,000 feet, hitting several schools in its path. One of the children in the suit said the fifth grade students initially thought the jet fuel was rain. The children looked up only to have noxious liquid overwhelm their eyes, mouths, noses, lungs, and skin. More than 60 people were treated from several schools in the area. The Federal Aviation Administration said earlier in the week it's looking into reports that school children had been treated for the exposure. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bernie Sanders has been asked to step down from the impeachment proceedings. Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States Senator to do my job, and I'm here. I think the people of the United States understand that.
Police in Wisconsin posted a lighthearted warning about a highly addictive substance commonly known as Thin Mints, peanut butter patties, and more. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook post said young girls run the operation and they'll get you with a good cause story. They say the treats will be arriving soon in their area, and if you come into contact with any of these cookies, you can drop them off at the police department. They'll be happy to assist with proper disposal. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Toyota will stop making its Tacoma small pickup in San Antonio next year as it shifts production to Mexico, but the company says no U.S. jobs will be lost. To make up for the lost work, the San Antonio plant will build the Sequoia large SUV and 3,200 jobs will be preserved. Last summer, Toyota announced it would invest $391 million into the San Antonio plant to add capacity to build more vehicles. 15 parents who are still fighting charges that they illegally paid a fixer to get their children into elite universities could be split into three separate trials. Federal Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly from the District of Massachusetts compared the case to a recent prosecution of MS-13 gang members where the large group was split into smaller groups and trials were held one after the other for months. A final status hearing has been set for June 15th when the defendants will for the first time face District Court Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who previously made it clear he expects to get the trials done before the end of 2020. Among the parents still fighting the charges are actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giuliani. They have pleaded not guilty to fraud, bribery, and money laundering conspiracy charges for allegedly paying $500,000 to fixer Rick Singer and a University of Southern California athletic department official to get their two daughters special admission into the college. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.